Health is the resolution of triangulation of the self against the self. We recruit these rescuers in the fight against the villain of ourselves. That triangle is a zero-sum game. That triangle is a kind of war that, of course, can never be won. Your symptoms are a representation of a question that literally only you can answer. If there is anything you do to support your health, it should be something that... Hi, and welcome back to Reclamation Radio. I am Dr. Kelly Brogan, and today I'd like to provide a little public service announcement, a musing on the topic of health, and specifically what I believe at this point, post a decade-long clinical career and a multi-decade journey in this body and a mother, what I believe health to be about. I have been approached by a number of very health-conscious colleagues recently who are struggling with a variety of so-called symptoms ranging from brain fog to fatigue to chronic body pain and hair loss. And these women, to a person, seem very frustrated, even exasperated, because they've tried all the things and maybe they've, you know, gone down a couple of biohacking rabbit holes with hyperbaric oxygen and red light therapy and, you know, ozone and sun gazing and this and that. And nothing is working. Maybe they've found a functional medicine doctor who has helped them to test their microbiome and assess their Krebs cycle and look at what micronutrients are missing or how their hormones are imbalanced. And I share this same sentiment so often that I thought to come on here and share it with you all, which is that I have come to believe that your symptoms are a representation of a question that literally only you can answer. And that does not mean that you should not find support and guidance. It doesn't imply actually anything other than that clearing the channel so that you can communicate more directly with your own levels of self, that you can begin to decode the dialect of your own body. That is the goal. And I don't think that you can even really begin to take steps towards that goal if you are in rejection and in resistance to what is actually going on in your body. This is why I have come to conclude that health is the resolution of triangulation of the self against the self, right? Because we are conditioned from very early in our industrialized schooling experience to imagine that we need permission to communicate with our own bodies, right? It could be something as seemingly innocuous as needing to raise your hand to go pee in a classroom setting or only eating at prescribed times in your own household. Of course, then all the way to needing to go to annual physicals and being programmed around testing and assessments that only an expert can do to tell you about your body. The fragmentation probably goes way deeper and has origins in denominational religion and the thinking that the body is somehow a repository of sin and contamination, while the spirit is sanctified and something to focus attention on, right? So this materialist perspective on the body, this notion that the body is something to transcend, even through many a spiritual lineage that is oriented towards the transcendence of the body and the experience of the unified field of consciousness, right? The material perspective that the body is just, you know, levers and buttons and amounts of chemicals and even things like DNA and genes is seemingly at polarized odds with the perspective that is invoked by transhumanistic agendas that says, you know, there's better living once you get out of this body, once you transcend the limitations of biology. And I would actually argue that that is a huge thrust of a lot of the feminist agenda, is the invitation for women to transcend the limitations of their female biology. And so what if this, you know, so-called middle path is where our true experience of power lies, where it's actually through the experience of the material body with our consciousness that we can cohere into wholeness, that we can come into an experience of transmitting exactly that which we came here to transmit through this vessel, not in spite of it. It would mean that we need to see this vessel as ourselves. And to resolve the assumption, then we are our physical bodies. So the triangulation against our own bodies is often enacted through authority figures, right? And again, whether that is an allopathic doctor or an integrative or even holistic doctor that you imagine somehow knows better than you about you. So I want you to imagine what it would be like to never, ever be afraid of a symptom again, to be comfortable in your body, have easeful digestion, stable energy, to never need a doctor or prescriptions again, and to learn the language of your body so that you can read your yes and your no and trust your intuition. The truth is that you already have the power to heal anxiety, resolve depression, and to put an end to all of the enduring effects of stress. I'm Dr. Kelly Brogan, an Ivy League trained clinical psychiatrist who once believed so much in the conventional model of medicine that I specialized in prescribing to pregnant and breastfeeding women until I was diagnosed with my first potentially chronic illness and I decided to find a way out. And what I learned was how to walk through a life crisis and into your power. Since then, I have published many history-making cases of others doing the same through my 44-day health reclamation program, Vital Mind Reset. And I've learned that despite what I was taught in medical school, your lifestyle choices do matter, and you can make chronic illness a thing of the past. You can also disrupt patterns of struggle in your relationships and in your lifescape through an intentional reset. No deprivation, gadgets, supplements, doctors, healers, or gurus required. I'd love to invite you to my free Calm Body, Clear Mind Masterclass, where you will learn three quick win steps that you can take today to ease anxiety, resolve brain fog, and restore your energy, inspired by my Vital Mind Reset program. Comment below to check it out. Because what happens there is that you identify with your thought that this symptom is bad. You identify with whatever it takes to limit the experience of a certain kind of feeling of discomfort, right? So you identify with a manager part that says, here's how we're going to not feel that. You're going to go make an appointment and you go to that appointment. You're going to do what they say. And so we recruit these rescuers in the fight against the villain of ourselves. That triangle is a zero-sum game. That triangle is a kind of war that, of course, can never be won. It's just the nature of it. It cannot be won. And that's not to suggest that it's even bad. It's just that it's an illusion that what you are seeking, which is to feel fundamentally more powerful and less helpless, could ever be arrived at through the perseveration in that victim role. So that's why the escape hatch from these patterns of rejection and struggle with what is actually happening. Again, whether it's insomnia or body pain or hair loss or whatever it is that's going on, so-called depression, the escape hatch from that is to somehow, some way that you will divine, okay, somehow, some way, get to the place where it's not actually a problem. I would suggest that this is actually the most advanced psycho-spiritual endeavor you could ever take on, is to get to the place where, not through negligence, not through, you know, dismissal, not through distraction or avoidance, but authentically, you get to the place where whatever is actually happening in your body is not. That is how you resolve that triangulation-based fragmentation of your power, of your energy, and you stop playing this hide-and-seek game with yourself. Now, there are many ways to get to this place. Of course, shameless plug for Vital Mind Reset, because I have a program. I think that's actually what this program does and why it has the outcomes that it does, is because it ritualistically brings you to the place where whatever's going on is not actually a problem, so that your entire nervous system can exhale and your body can do exactly what it needs to do in response to this new set of safer conditions. However, there are many, many beautiful paths. And once you set this intention and orient towards this as being the goal and not the resolution of your symptoms as being the goal, the path will open up for you, right? Because there is German New Medicine that allows for such radical reframes around causality and the course chronologically of symptom expression, so that you can begin to see the symptoms that you're dealing with, whether it's literally a lump in your breast or some kind of pain in your wrist. You can begin to see that as part of the healing stage of the process, rather than the actual new expression of a problematic pathology in the body, right? So that reframe is something you can't really unsee once you've seen it. And so you can't really see symptoms as themselves the problem any longer. So certainly that's one way to get there. I mean, Louise Hay has an entire rubric that helps you to appreciate the wise messages that these symptoms offer. And of course, if you know me, you know that I am obsessed with family constellation, and you know that there is a lot to be explored in terms of ancestral loyalties and the ways that our symptoms are actually the ways that these symptoms have what would be referred to in parts work as well as benevolent intent, that they actually are here for a very specific reason, and they will stay until and if their role is no longer relevant. And that's not to suggest that you should focus your intention on making their role irrelevant so that you don't have the diabetes anymore. It's to simply appreciate that the system is working perfectly, and its complexity may be something that is too vast to appreciate from your vantage point of awareness. And so to make your default assumption that there is a very important reason that this symptom is here will allow you to begin to take in new insights and intuition, new impulses that will lead you to new ways to support your understanding of yourself that don't require testing and some kind of an expert who has power that you don't. Because if there is anything you do to support your health, in my opinion, it should be something that ritualistically hands the power back to you. And if it's pretty much anything other than that, you're signing up to become a professional patient, right? You're signing up to really crystallize this identity and to experience the parent-child dynamic in the pursuit of health that the empowered parent is gatekeeping. And again, there may be a stage in life where that's exactly what you need. And so it's not to suggest that, you know, taking your power back in the realm of your health is somehow better than being a disempowered and dependent patient, just like a kid is to their parent. There are reasons that we enact these dynamics romantically, professionally, and through our experiences of struggle in our health. There are reasons for it. And if part of the framework that you're taking with you is to say, there are things that I'm going to become aware of here that I wouldn't otherwise become aware of. There are patterns that I'm going to re-experience and re-experience until it's time to respond differently. So if the goal is to get on your own team radically when it comes to your health, then the dynamic that you will have with your own body and associated symptoms will begin to resemble a mature, securely attached relationship where you no longer need to strategize and manipulate and experience cycles of disappointment and resentment and frustration because the body isn't doing what you want it to do, right? Which is a lot like a toxic codependent relationship. You will instead have a comportment of curiosity and patience, and you will listen to your experience without attachment to any particular outcome, right? It's almost like, you know, if I invited you to actually check out your own hand, right? To spend time getting to know it, to explore it, to touch it, to wake up the sensation in your hand, to really see it, right? In ways that are not the case if you're just annoyed that you have throbbing pain in your right thumb. So this comportment is a part of the embrace and the integration of the body into the other dimensions of what we call the self. And it is predicated on resolving the belief that whatever, literally whatever the body is doing is a problem that needs to be fixed. And so this means if you, I'm not a huge supplement girly, however, if you choose to take a supplement, for example, you wouldn't be taking that supplement with the energy of this better fix me. You would be taking it from the energy of offering, like an offering to the altar of your selfhood, right? So when you assume the benevolent intent of any and all symptoms and you resolve this concept of a disease, you're basically saying, I will love you. And together we're going to see what becomes possible when that is the case. So the number one tip that I would offer, if this is your intent, which is to begin a relationship that is predicated on intimacy and respect and connection, you will take note of exactly the day, like you'll literally write it down in some little kind of notepad, the day that a symptom comes to your awareness. So this is my literal number one health tip, is write down the date that you start to notice that you're bloated, the date that you start to notice that you have restricted breathing, the date that you start to notice that you have insomnia or that you miss a menstrual cycle or whatever it is. Write down the date, because the decoding of the language, the stimulus response, the adaptation, the meaning of what your symptoms represent will be so much easier when you can really contextualize retrospectively what is going on with what might have been some of the inducing factors. Because when you are trying to piece it together without that critical information, there is all sorts of blurring of factors and variables that come into play, and it just takes way longer to begin to understand the language that is your body, expressing so many aspects of your subconscious to your awareness. So I hope that that serves and that this can be a ready reminder anytime you encounter the understandably and natural no, the rejection of what is when it comes to your health, your symptoms, and your experience of your body.